Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, September 9th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on CM Punk's injury coming out of last weekend's All Out pay-per-view. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer reported that Punk suffered a torn triceps during his main event match against Jon Moxley. It is not yet clear whether Punk has undergone surgery to repair the damage or how much time he will miss, although it could be as much as 8 months. Wednesday night on Dynamite, Punk was stripped by Tony Khan of the AEW World title he won from Moxley in the match. At first, it was unclear whether Punk's injury had occurred during his match with Moxley or during the backstage altercation that broke out with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks following Punk's critical comments at the All Out press conference late Sunday night. Punk's current status with the company is also not yet confirmed, and it remains to be seen if the former champion's been suspended for his actions or will even remain with the company at all. Punk isn't the only one with a torn triceps, as Meltzer also reported on Wrestling Observer Radio yesterday that AEW's Christian Cage has also been dealing with the same injury. Cage is expected to miss anywhere from 6 to 9 months. It was not reported when the injury occurred, but Cage has not been in the ring for any significant time since his August 3rd Dynamite match with Matt Hardy. The injury is believed to be the reason that Cage's match with Jungle Boy at All Out last Sunday went only about half a minute. In results from AEW's Rampage taping Wednesday night in Buffalo, Sammy Guevara defeated Darby Allin to advance in the World Title Tournament. He is now set to face Jon Moxley in the semifinals. The finals of the tournament to fill the title vacated by CM Punk will take place at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam September 2nd at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York. In other results, ROH World Champ Claudio Castagnoli defeated Dax Harwood of FTR, and Serena Deeb defeated Madison Rayne by submission. The Rampage broadcast airs tonight, 10 o'clock on TNT. With AEW contract news, here's the wrestling news, Lou Kippelman.
Jake Hager has signed a contract extension with AEW, according to fellow Jericho Appreciation Society member Chris Jericho. Jericho revealed the news during an interview with Inside the Ropes. When questioned about the contract extensions of other JAS members, Angelo Parker and Matt Menard, Hager has been with AEW since the first episode of Dynamite in October 2019. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
WWE presents SmackDown Live tonight on Fox from the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington. Russell Tix reported as of yesterday that the company has sold 8,669 tickets for the event, with only 353 remaining unsold. The event is expected to feature an appearance by Braun Strowman, who officially returned to WWE Monday night on Raw. In ratings news, Wednesday night's edition of AEW Dynamite, the first following Sunday's All Out pay-per-view, drew 1.035 million viewers on TBS, up from 1.02 million for the All Out Go Home episode the week before, according to Showbuzz Daily. The episode scored a 0.38 rating in the 18-49 demographic, up from last week's 0.35. The rating translates to approximately 496,000 viewers in the 18-49 group, according to WrestleNomics. The show came in at number 2 on the Cable 150 for the night in the 18-49 demo, and number 32 in overall viewership. This week's numbers were down 21.53% overall from the same week in 2021, and down 26.92% in the key demo. With some WWE corporate news, here once again, Lou Kippelman.
WWE named two new top executives in a press release yesterday. Dan Ventrell was announced as the new Executive Vice President of Talent, and will report directly to Chief Content Officer Paul Levesque. Ventrell previously served as president for the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL. Maurice F. Edelson was also announced as the new Executive Vice President and Chief Legal Officer of WWE, reporting directly to Chairwoman and Co-CEO Stephanie McMahon. Edelson previously held roles at Time Warner and Viacom, and was Executive Vice President and General Counsel of Time Incorporated. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In news from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling announced that its World Tag League and Super Junior Tag League series will be presented as a combined tour. The series will kick off November 21st at Korakuen Hall and will run until December 14th, finishing up in Sendai. Specific teams in the matches haven't been announced yet, but we will keep you posted. The World Tag League dates all the way back to 1980 when it was originally known as the MSG Tag League, while the Super Junior Tag League was established in 2010. The Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame for Scotland inducted Wild Ian Campbell into its ranks during a ceremony held yesterday in the Scottish city of Dunfermline. Scotland's premier heavyweight wrestler for much of the 1960s, Campbell competed for joint promotions and was recognized as Scottish heavyweight champion from 1961 until his retirement in 1972. Known as Mr. Scotland, he also briefly held the British heavyweight title in 1966. Campbell joins previous inductees including George Kidd, Andy Robin, Frank Cullen, Bill Ross, Drew McDonald, Chick Purvey, and Jim McKenzie. The Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame for Scotland was established in 2015. And finally, we would like to remind you that the Wrestling News is now on Twitter. Follow at Wrestling News AV for Arcadian Vanguard's daily wrestling newscast, breaking news, and more. Once again, follow at Wrestling News AV for the wrestling news. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.